Hi, it's Randy Reinholz, co-founder of America's Native Voices at the Autry. You're listening to Alex Lefchuk and the team on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition for Siren FM.
Thank you very much. Highs today, 5 degrees centigrade. Lows, 2 degrees centigrade as far as Lincolnshire is concerned. It's going to be a cold, cloudy day with sleety showers in the afternoon. Well, great news there, I think, in any very sense of the word. Okay, so, Eve. I'm looking at evictoriacandles.co.uk, and apart from being a wonderful website, scented candles, handmade with natural soy wax, handmade in the Brecon Beacons, I came across this thing called candle parties. Oh, just ask the team. Rachel, candle parties. Have you ever sort of encountered or sort of, I don't know about candle parties?
Can't say I have, no. Is that like making candles or...?
Oh, whoops, well done. Interesting sort of question on that, because I wasn't sure whether it might have actually gone all the way over to the joys of, I was going to say Norwich. Of course, it's not Norwich, it's not Norwich, it's Bury St Edmunds.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Gabriella.
Are they like Tupperware parties?
Katie, Birmingham candle parties?
I was going to say, are they like Ann Summers party? Or similar?
Yep.
Where are you, Santa?
Okay, fine. Well, let's hope the children are off to school now. It's very important. And Gabriella, of course, Gibraltar candle parties.
I've never been to one. Maybe I should be.
Eve Thomas, what the heck is a candle party? I mean, we've got the fun way to share and experience the most luxuriously sophisticated fragrances for your home. Is that what it's all about?
Very, very similar. Yeah, it works in the same way like the Ann Summers parties. Someone has a host, and they have all their friends around. They can put food on, they can put drinks on. They all have the nice candles lit, all the products are there, and they're just having their friends around for their friends to buy the nice products.
Extraordinary. The lounge, the dining room, the garden. It's shopping with your friends and family in the comfort of your own home, and you know they're going to love what's on offer. Last night we were talking about the etiquette of concerts in the living room. Isn't this right, Gabriella? Concerts in the living room. And we all had that sort of notion that we know various bands who've done this and performed this. In fact, Leslie Curtis is currently offering this whole notion that you could actually book Leslie Curtis to a concert in your living room. What happens, though, if you don't like the band? I mean, we thought about moving to the kitchen, doing various other bits and pieces. Clearly, that's never going to occur with Victoria Natural Scented Candles, because what's not to love? But in a similar sort of thing, if you were sort of... What would your advice be, Eve, if you just thought, oh, my word, what have we actually got here? I mean, have you ever been in a situation where you've had an invitation, Eve, and you just thought, how do I say this is just rubbish?
Thankfully not.
No, good.
But,
She
always
pulled
a sickie, could, if you really didn't
want to go. Yeah, that makes sense. Katie's very excited because in a few days' time, of course, you will be going to the NEC. That's very exciting, isn't it, Katie? Yeah.
Where?
NEC.
No, my work experience. No,
Eve Thomas will be going to the NEC.
Oh!
You may well go as well, but I just thought you'd celebrate the joys of Birmingham.
Yes, Birmingham is good.
So have you been there before, Eve?
Yeah, we did it this time last year, so we've got a much bigger stand this year. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to it.
Very good. Now, as Rachel and Gabriella and Katie are all final year students, final year undergraduates, only a matter of weeks now before they graduate. Exactly. Go into the wonderful world of happiness and so on with honours degrees in English and journalism and American studies. Clearly, one of the reasons we've made this a regular feature, Eve, apart from making sure they can get into the habit of getting up on time early, it's always important. Yes, there are 2 8 o'clocks in a day, is to actually talk about your own experiences as a young entrepreneur. Because let's just go, Rachel, have you considered setting up your own business?
I can't say I have, no.
Okay. Yeah. Gabriella? Becoming a freelance journalist and sort of offering your wonderful sort of
risky.
Things.
That's too risky. I don't know. I'm scared.
Ooh, scared. Too risky. Yeah. Katie?
I haven't, no.
Become the equivalent of the Katie Grimason that will be the best PR agency, and that other McCann and other places can just say, we'll go to Grimason. Then you can say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not hiring. You haven't. All right, Eve, there we have it. Scary, frightened, nobody thought about it. How would you address that particular challenge? Share with us your own role in this opening notion of audio diary of a young entrepreneur. What's the secret?
I don't think it's a secret. It's really, really scary. Like, I didn't really plan it through like I think I should have done. I didn't have a training contract in place. I didn't do my postgraduate. So I was, after I graduated, I just thought, oh, things just fall into place, and it didn't really. So starting a business, really, it just kind of happened, and I think I'm really, really lucky that it's but probably try and plan a little better than I did.
Okay, so planning is all.
Yeah.
Rachel, where are you looking to head career-wise?
Oh, gosh, scary question. Really not entirely sure.
Okay. I mean, maybe Eve can help you, you know. Eve, have you got any questions you want to put to Rachel about, you know, her pathway, what sort of things? You know, this is where we actually sort of award you the role of Eve Thomas, Curriculum Vitae Advisor. Off you go, Eve.
Oh, God, pressure.
Yeah.
Unpaid work experience is massive. So if you know, like, the firm you want to work for or any agency you want to get in with, then I'd be knocking at their door and just handing my CV to them and just trying to get in. You're just making tea to get to know the people and get your foot in the door first chance you can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Katie's been doing that. Varying degrees of success and all sorts of other bits and pieces there. Any other sort of advice or lines you'd say? I mean, Katie, who's graduating with a degree, or will graduate with a degree in American Studies.
I think it depends if you know what job line you want to go into. I'm sure it's that, like, journalism, then the line you want to go down with a degree like that.
A bit of everything, really. I'm into loads of stuff, like public relations. I like writing reviews. I currently write reviews for an online radio station, report for them. But I think I want to get into something to do with events.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, just get in, like, with event organisers and help out. When I go today, we do loads of events with our brand, and there's people coming around our stand, like, offering advice and just checking we're okay, and they always need extra people. They're always flat out, so... Yeah, unpaid work experience, I think, is definitely the way forward to get foot in the door.
The one classic line, of course, is there are an awful lot of events being organised, including in Gibraltar. Gabriella, I mean, have you got any questions or queries you might want to put to Eve about life, the universe, or indeed, you know, what's the Welsh advice on this one? No, that's okay then.
Sorry, I was trying to think.
Just sorting that whole process. I mean, I'm sensing a sort of interesting line in terms of this. We'll come back to that, Eve. But are you a keen rugby follower? Because obviously we're just approaching the Six Nations. Is that something which you just think no? Because I mean, I'm making a cliche here, saying, oh, well, she's in Wales. She obviously sort of likes rugby and all sorts of things. But or is it just a case of no? Unless they buy the candles, I've got no interest whatsoever.
No, if it's on, I will watch it, but I wouldn't go out of my way to watch it. But I think it's pretty much a given that Wales are going to win it anyway, so I don't know if I'll bother in watching it.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. a year or so ago, Amy Louise Elise, yeah, that's the Amy Elise, was actually a regular on the Madrid Drive Morning Edition. She's actually just sent in a message saying that she's currently actually looking to settle in India, and hopefully will be connecting with us telephonically before too long. So, hectic. So, you see, that's it. You can always just go travelling. You know, that's the whole thing. And the thing with Amy, I mean, she's been sort of doing all sorts of things around the continent, including actually liking your picture last night, Gabriella.
Oh, did she?
She did.
Oh,
yeah, there we are. She graduated from the CCC program, which was Communications and Cultural Studies, which we actually sort of put together here. Okay, so what does the rest of the day have in store for yourself, Eve Thomas?
Getting ready for the show. We're leaving on Sunday, so I'm going to get the van all loaded up, get everything organised, and do some last-minute deliveries and orders, and off we go then.
Do you think, I mean, obviously you've been to Birmingham before, I mean, do they welcome you as much as they should? I mean, do they roll out the wagon? Because, you know, obviously...
They should do.
Well, you see, there we have it, you know. I mean, when you sort of turn up at the NEC, is it a case that they say, thank the Lord, you've arrived? Or is it a case that they just say, well, there's your stand, get on with it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's your stand, off you go. Yeah, there's no welcome.
Yeah,
see, this is a... how long are you in Birmingham for?
The show is for 5 days, there till Thursday.
Will you be looking around Birmingham at all, or...?
Oh, no chance. Literally from the hotel to the NEC and back again. That's all. That's all it'll be all week.
No chance to look around Birmingham, Katie. the classic Katie Grimerson advice to people to look around, you know, various tea shops and rooms you could actually go into. Clearly, we'll have to sort that whole process through. Amazing. Gabriella, last two questions for Eve Thomas, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I think so.
And will you be connecting with us again?
Yes, sign me up next week.
I think we should really look to do a candle. Obviously, we couldn't do it in the studio because we set the fire alarms off. Mm-hmm. Although, I suppose, technically, you don't have to light the candles. Or
yeah,
do you?
Have a diffuser.
Have a diffuser. Of course, have a diffuser and everything will be sorted. You see, it's evictoriacandles.co.uk. Eve, it's been fantastic at getting together with your good self. Nice to see that all went well with the wisdom teeth. So that's great. Are they available on eBay? No, perhaps not. It's just, you never know. Dentists these days, you know, authentically done. That's very strange. Coming up, Richard Fitzwilliams will be talking about Keira Knightley and others, including fashion and styles and various other factors. Oh, actually, in fact, I've forgotten, Eve, one very important thing apart from the last questions. We'll be talking about top tips for creating a multifunctional kitchen, because we're speaking to Linda Barker in the second programme, interior designer, in the second hour of the programme. What's your top tip for creating a multifunctional kitchen? Is it storage space? Is it colour? Is it a case of maximising workspaces? Or is it a case of you don't care?
I can't say I really spend a lot of time in the kitchen. So whatever chef says.
Don't care?
Yeah, that's
fine. It's just perfectly okay. I'll be intrigued to find out what William Sitwell says about that. Life continues. So does the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Formerly known by, or as Prince, and you got Martika there. Love Thy Will Be Done. What better way to lead into?
From international who's who to CNN. From film criticism to royalty. From South Africa to London. And now to the midweek drive on Siren FM. It's Richard Fitzwilliams.
Yes, absolutely. So let's say a happy good morning to you, good self, Richard. Are you well?
Yes, indeed. I most certainly am.
Wonderful. And what's your ideal kitchen, just out of interest? Is it one with colour, with vibrant yellows, encouraging energy and happiness, or tranquility? Is it a place where you can sit together with friends? Is it a case of utilising as much storage space as possible? Or don't you care?
I care, so long as it's orderly. I mean, the main thing is I must be able to find what's in it. Once that's the case, I hope what I produce in it gives pleasure to others in other rooms.
That's very important. In the studio, we have Katie Grimerson now with her caffeine fix in hand, so she'll be a happy bunny now. It's Katie without caffeine. It's really quite stressful in its own way.
We all have our fixes.
Yeah, I do well. There you go. I prefer the oxygen of life.
Yeah.
Rachel Warren is back with us again. Bury St Edmunds' finest. Yay.
Hello.
And Gibraltar's best representative ever, Gabriella Peralta. Yeah, is with us too.
Hello, Gabriella.
So, we're going to be talking Jack Ryan. Any Jack Ryan fans in the studio? No, Matthew Ball? Was it Matt? No. All right. Okay, well, we're also going to be talking fashion and a variety of other things. Richard, lead us in. What would you like to share with us this week?
Well, firstly, Jack Ryan shadow recruited for the aren't Jack Ryan fans now. They may very well be having seen this fast and pacey movie. Yeah, you may indeed be hooked on it, simply because the interesting thing for me was it's directed by Kenneth Branagh. Now, we know what he's done previously. So much Shakespeare.
Thor, of course.
Thor, yes, yeah. And that's seen his movement from the likes of Henry V and Much Ado About Nothing and Hamlet. I was looking forward to his Macbeth, but what we in fact have is an action thriller, and this is where we meet Jack Ryan. He's shot down in Afghanistan initially, but subsequently he works as a CIA analyst on Wall Street. The point is that the Russians are moving vast amounts of money. Their intention, and this is the evil Viktor Cherevin, this is played by Branagh himself, he is the front guy. Their intention is to engineer the destruction of the dollar, coinciding with a staged terrorist attack in the United States. Now, what we've got is our beloved Keira Knightley as the romantic interest, as Kathy Miller. We have Chris Pine as Jack Ryan, and we also have Kevin Costner looking very well indeed as Thomas Harper, who is in fact his CIA boss. It's a movie that is slick, it's pacey, it's fun. And the favorite line, because after all, if you work for the CIA, you do tend to disappear. You have to do odd things at odd times. And
It's just like being an academic at the University of Lincoln. Don't talk to me about that.
I can't understand the comparison. But I can indeed.
I do have a question for you. Is the casting director for this particular movie beginning to just do a random thing? You got Kenneth, Keira, Kevin, and Chris. What's on there? You know, I mean, do you think they're just sort of saying, alphabetically, let's make a movie with the K's? Well, Chris, well, it sounds like a K.
It sounds like a K. Yeah. Well, I mean, the main thing is that it works, and yes, they've lined up a top-line cast. Mm. But when relationships start getting a bit confused, after all, you know, somebody goes to cinemas and sees films they don't admit to seeing. What are they doing there? Could it be passing secret information? Oh, good gracious, no. Well, could they be seeing somebody else? A wonderful line in this movie is when Kathy, played by Kira, says to...
See, another K. Kathy, another... played by Kira. I'm really thinking, you know, come on, guys.
Says to Jack, oh, thank God. God, your CIA, I thought you were being unfaithful.
Charlie. And it's even written by Tom Clancy. I'm sorry, but I think there's a theme coming through this. But
with all these strange letters and so forth, well, the theme, the point is that it works because it's fun. It's one of those movies that you can sit back and enjoy, and of course it's a lot that's high-tech, and there's a lot also that's pretty pacey. Yes, the plot is pretty absurd, but, don't worry too much about that.
It's probably because he's a CIA analyst, they had to use C quite extensively.
Good gracious me, yes, we're going on the mastermind.
I think there's a whole range of this particular. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, does that appeal to your good self, Rachel Warren?
I'm not sure. It does sound... You say it sounds fun, so maybe.
CIA analyst Jack Ryan must thwart the plans of a terrorist faction that threatens to induce a catastrophic conflict between the United States and Russia. Gabriella, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, like an adventure, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a more adventurous Bond, a sort of cross between Bond and UNCLE, Man from U.N.C.L.E. and so on, which of course we talked about yesterday.
Well, it's one of an endless series about agents of one sort or another, but this had one particular interest for me, and that is the Russians are back as the bad guys. When did you last see a movie which had evil Russians? This takes you back to Cold War days.
So evil.
I mean, Bond had a real problem because it was North Koreans, I seem to remember, and then various individuals who...
Yes, but now that deals have been sorted out, they can actually return to Spectre. Because the arrangements have been finally, after many years of conflict, in terms of who owned the rights, copyright to Special Executive for Counterterrorism, Revenge and Extortion. We might even see Ernst Stavro Blofeld occurring. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I was particularly fond of Blofeld.
Stroke his pussy.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's all right. We don't have white little pussycats. I just, Katie, honestly, you see, another K. You sorted through there, please. I don't know what you're thinking about, honestly.
Well, what I'm thinking about is Lone Survivor. But this isn't, I have to say, a movie, contrary to what the filmmakers intended, that I wanted particularly to think about when I'd left the cinema after being subjected to a couple of hours of what frankly was propaganda. Now, I must refer you firstly, just in the question when we must give a balanced account of this.
Yes.
I'm quoting from the Telegraph, the films that are dividing America, and one of them, this has made a huge amount of money in certain parts of the United States. 2 weeks after release, $100 million, it is the tale of Mark Wahlberg playing Marcus Luttrell. And he is a Navy SEAL, and this is a movie.
Hold fire a moment, because I haven't quite finished with Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit as yet. I just wanted to give a little bit of backdrop to this, because we mentioned Bond quite deliberately there. Bearing in mind that Jack Ryan, as mentioned, portrayed by, of course, Chris Pine, he's been studying at the London School of Economics after 9/11. He became a Marine Second Lieutenant in Afghanistan, critically injured and so on, so interesting line there. And, of course, just like Bond, he's been played on screen by Ben Affleck, as we said, Harrison Ford, Alec Baldwin, and, of course, now Chris Pine. So I think we're seeing a nice... I mean, Tom Clancy obviously wrote a series of books. Have you seen any of the Jack Ryan movies, Katie Grimerson?
Sadly not.
Now's your chance, though, to see one that you'll find is very enjoyable.
Exactly. You might even think it's better than Skyfall.
Oh, I don't know.
Probably won't, but it certainly could be better than the Quantum of...
Hey,
definitely.
Yes, I agree with you. I had to get that in.
What a fantastic horse race in Siena as well. Quantum of Solace, amazing. Actually, have you ever seen a Bond movie, Rachel?
Bond movies, yes.
Good. Yeah. Excellent. That's nice. Gabriel, no, of course.
Sorry.
Living Daylights, haven't quite managed to. No.
I was meant to.
It's I get the same response when I ask Ed Wellman, has he actually seen Lawrence of Arabia? Even Spinal Tap. You know, whatever. Anyway, moving on. Yes, now we've put a full stop there, a period after the wonderment of Jack Ryan's latest scenario there. And where are you going to take us now?
To the mountains of Afghanistan. Oh. A tale of, I quote from the blurb, of heroism, courage and resilience. A lone survivor tells the incredible tale of four Navy SEALs on a covert mission to neutralize a high-level Al-Qaeda operative. But the problem is, they hit trouble. And whereas it poses the moral dilemma of what you do when a village is accidentally, which is near the Al-Qaeda village, they're about to attack, and, well, they're bumped into quite literally where they are hiding by three Afghans, including two children. What do you do, and what is the result of letting them go? This involves so much use of military hardware, it really does become exceptionally tedious. And I'm not saying for a second that Mark Wahlberg plays Marcus Luttrell.
He's Marky Mark, surely, you know?
Yes, and he's based it on Luttrell's book Operation Red Wings, and Luttrell undoubtedly is an extremely brave man. Undoubtedly they all were. But the trouble is this movie. So I never saw The Ballad of the Green Berets, but this was a notorious John Wayne.
You're saying that this 1960s, The Green Berets, which effectively sort of many people said was just flagrant propaganda on the behalf of the Americans as opposed to those wonderful Vietnamese people. Did you ever see, when you were doing Vietnam, Katie, did you ever see any clips from Green Berets?
I don't think I did,
oh,
no.
Interesting. You're saying that actually a movie that's been adapted from Lone Survivor, the eyewitness account of Operation Red Wing and the lost heroes of SEAL Team 10.
You know. He is not... I have only seen clips, frankly, yes, from the Green Berets, but it is not dissimilar in the effect of... Frankly, it's just a propaganda exercise, and it's not very subtle. Putting it very, very, very mildly, it is an excuse for a bit of heroic. Uh-huh. And when someone dies, for example, and they're American, you begin to believe, if you saw this movie and didn't know differently, that these guys are supermen. When one dies, for example, in slow motion, as though when he's defending a post against all odds, the whole thing is frankly overdone. And that doesn't detract from the fact that these guys were undoubtedly doing a remarkable job. Wahlberg has so much blood painted on his face, it must have been quite an epic feat for the makeup department every day. Eric Bana appears as his commanding officer, but this is a movie, frankly, that's playing to a certain audience, and it certainly won't get a larger audience. It really does leave you cold, which is what heroic deeds should not do.
Should heroic deeds leave you cold, Rachel Warren?
I don't think they should. They should make you feel empowered.
Yeah.
Indeed, and also when you're showing a film which depicts an operation in Afghanistan, they should give us some idea as to why precisely the Americans are there. There is absolutely no explanation at all. It's just as... It begins shots as though it were in a documentary of a SEAL's training, how they become as tough as they become. And then we certainly see that they are extremely tough. My goodness me, they're Navy SEALs. And of course, mocking them appears to be somewhat cheap. But the point is, this movie does not work.
Does it not even work on a kind of Top Gun way? You know, the sort of recruitment poster with, of course, Tom Cruise and the rest of the fine folk from that 1980s classic.
Well, Top Gun was extremely enjoyable. Mm. It had, as you say, Cruise, and it had a very smooth, slick...
It had Val Kilmer as Goose.
Yes, and all that hardware...
Yes,
but it was used in a way that was, I thought, acceptable and enjoyable. Mm. Here, you just get blasted out of your seat over a period...
Not literally. You could sue the cinema, surely.
If you were, you might be able to do so, but frankly, when a movie like this, which is about something that questionably was extraordinary, leaves you bored, then I put it to you that this is certainly not the movie for the mainstream audience. But apparently in the United States, this is or has been very, very heavily debated, conservatives versus liberals. Well, my job is to look at the movie and see how it actually plays. And the point is, it goes on and on. And you know that the other mistake is, drama and tension is much dissipated by the fact that since it's called Lone Survivor, you know from the very beginning, in fact, that it's told in flashback, that Luttrell will survive. So, bang goes some.
You're not impressed. I can tell that, Richard. You're not impressed. I need to actually just interject briefly with some traffic news that's just been delivered by the wonderful Jeff Thompson. Lincoln City Centre is gridlocked. I'll say again, Lincoln City Centre is gridlocked along Wigford Way and over the University Bridge this morning. So it's Lincoln City Centre gridlocked along Wigford Way and over the University Bridge this morning. Traffic at a standstill. It's thought to have been caused by temporary traffic lights along Newland and indeed emergency water repairs with delays expected as the rush hour time increases. So if you are actually thinking of coming in or making way on that basis, Lincoln City Centre gridlocked along Wigford Way and over the University Bridge this morning. I know that's you're gutted by that, aren't you, Richard, that particular piece of news, but I know the chart you actually have in your flat and you make sure, but what's the traffic like? It's very important. There we are. We do drive morning edition.
As a non-driver, it's the tubes.
I thought it was the way you walked. Anyway, it's an old line. Let's carry on. Interesting enough, awards for Lone Survivor. It has picked up the BFCA Critics' Choice Award for Best Action Movie, the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Stunt Ensemble in a Motion Picture.
That is not difficult because the stunts undoubtedly are quite spectacular, I suppose. But I'm sounding grudging because the movie just didn't make much impression on me, other than the fact that I was looking forward to the way it was going to end and resume
Let me play my trump card now. It actually features amongst the stars the very same chap who is in John Carter of Mars, the intriguingly named Taylor Kitsch. What's not to love when you've got a movie called Taylor Kitsch in it?
Yes, it's certainly, I suppose, a movie that might qualify as Kitsch, quite frankly.
Yeah,
because it's not a good one.
Exactly.
Peter Berg bombs. We have enough bombs in the movie to satisfy us for a few years.
Surely with his surname, he needs to be made of ice. I might put it up. Katie, I take it you're not going to be checking out Lone Survivor, or will you, on the basis of I'm just going to be contrary to what Richard Fitzwilliams has said?
No, I'm put off it a bit.
Put off it. The power. Gabriella?
Probably not.
Probably not. Rachel?
Probably wouldn't be my type of film anyway. So.
You could say that a male audience is mainly targeted for these sort of action movies. There's no doubt about that. But equally,
it's not easy being male and a war hero.
Well, that's true, and also if you're in a foreign place, you should explain to the audiences at least something of the background, even if it's brief and even if it is inadequate. This movie just takes it for granted that, the Navy SEALs can go in.
It tells the incredible tale of four Navy SEALs on a covert mission to neutralize a high-level Al-Qaeda operation. Anyway, so it goes. All right, let's move on. We've sort of given thumbs up to Keira Knightley and London Fashion Week, I believe. Or not London Fashion Week, but fashion you wanted to mention.
I did want to mention an exhibition that goes on until early March. It's at Somerset House, and this is Isabella Blow, a tribute to the late guru of fashion. She was iconic. I knew her. In fact, I used to cover London Fashion Week, and it was an absolute joy to see her. Renowned both for being the muse behind the designer, also, alas, late designer, Alexander McQueen, and also milliner Philip Tracy. And you can see the amazing, extraordinary, colourful genius of Isabella in an exhibition at Somerset House called Fashion Galore. Now, it is very special because from her aristocratic roots and her love of the medieval period, she was able, with hats that resembled ships or castles, extraordinary images. That's one part of this exhibition. We've got the family tapestries on the wall, and then you've got the creations that inspired her based on them. In front, you've got a whole room devoted to an Alexander McQueen fashion show. You've got the most amazing headgear. You've got Isabella was she was one of those glorious eccentrics who was able to pass on this enthusiasm, but above all, this inventiveness. And I attended her memorial service, and I mean, it was overflowing with top figures in the fashion world, and they paid tribute to someone who perhaps was not recognized as much as she should have been during her lifetime. But it's a huge show. And if you want to see color, if you want to see dazzling inventiveness, and it's what is so wonderful about this is the fact they have the space, for example, to recreate parts of her family home, Doddington Hall, and you can see the various hats and dresses she wore and so forth. I mean, the scale of the show is impressive, but what really will inspire is just the amazing imagination where you see some of Tracy's hats, you see McQueen's outfits. I mean, it really shows the amount of talent we have, which of course has led to London Fashion Week, which was in trouble 15 or so years ago, being so well established now. But it also shows the creative genius behind our really top fashion figures.
In mid-February, 2 out of 3, maybe 3 out of 4 of the current team on the Midweek Drive Maud Edition will be making their way down to London, probably to check out a variety of things, including Who Do You Think You Are Live, and maybe even Your Good Self, Richard. That's exciting.
I do hope
it?
So.
Yeah, exactly. I say check out, obviously, not in a kind of negative sense, but it's just the way it is, actually.
Well, I mean, it may be a negative sense. You never know what you find when you come, you see.
Yeah, that's important. Earlier this year, Ed Wellman said his highlight of 2013, as we go back in time, was actually when we actually played the official theme to Top Gun. So, because he was feeling a little bit under the weather, such like stuff, and obviously we might be gridlocked in Lincoln, in, you know, all sorts of areas, but particularly along the Wigford Way, I thought we'd actually wrap up with this. Meanwhile, as a bedrock, Rachel Warren, would you like to throw those last two questions to
indeed.
Richard Fitzwilliams?
So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I have most certainly.
Good, good. And will you be joining us again soon?
Yes, indeed. Next week, of course, we catch up with the Dallas Buyers Club, which has two remarkable performances by Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto, and we're thinking awards.
Hey, and those pops you're hearing in the background weren't the Navy SEALs. It's Katie and her coffee cups.